This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Rohan Patil, a technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty halted its minor profit booking near 23.60% Fibonacci retracement from its previous intermediate low and closed above 14,600 with a gain of nearly 1% on January 20. The benchmark index is trading within a rising channel formation on the daily chart, which confirms the higher high, higher low formation. India VIX, after facing a stiff resistance near 25.50 levels, has closed below 22 levels, drifting 6% lower for almost 2 consecutive days. Momentum oscillator RSI seems to have completed its double bottom formation near 60 levels, which indicates RSI has formed base support near 60 levels, and the initial trend for the index would likely to be on the higher side. The short-lived correction is probably over, and the benchmark index seems to be ready for its next leg of impulse wave, which will stretch Nifty to trade in uncharted territory, said the analyst. A breach of 14,300 mark will test a lower band of a rising channel pattern near 14,150 levels, while Fibonacci projections suggest 14,830 will be the next resistance to watch out for. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. DV's Laboratories is the first call. Target price is ₹3,800. Stop loss is ₹3,495. And upside potential for this call is 5%. This stock is trading within a rising channel pattern on the daily time frame, which confirms the higher high, higher low formation. Prices are near the support of the lower band of a rising channel, which is clubbed with 38.20% Fibonacci retracement on a daily scale. The stock is trading above its 100 and 200 day exponential moving averages, and momentum oscillator RSI has witnessed a sharp reversal from the oversold zone and is currently reading above 40 levels on a daily interval. Reliance Industries is the second call. Target price is ₹2,175. Stop loss is ₹1,990, and upside potential for this call is 6%. For the last couple of months, this stock had been trading within a narrow consolidation range on the daily time frame. On January 18, the stock finally witnessed a consolidation breakout, trading above its trendline support. In this recent price spurt, the stock has given a breakout above its 21 and 50-day moving averages on a daily time frame, which is extremely positive for the counter. Momentum oscillator RSI has given a horizontal trendline breakout, which was placed near 50 levels and is currently reading above 55 levels with bullish crossover on the daily scale. And India Cements is the third call. Target price is ₹184.50, stop loss is ₹165, and upside potential for this call is 7%. On the daily chart, this stock has witnessed a pole flag pattern breakout above ₹168 level. The recent leg of strong up move is also supported by strong volumes, and it also resembles a strong consolidation breakout. After a minor price correction in the previous week, the stock has been able to close above its 50 and 100-day exponential moving averages on the daily chart. Positive divergences on secondary oscillators with rising volumes also suggest that the up move could continue in the upcoming sessions as well. The stock is trading in a higher high, higher bottom formation on the broader time frame, and the cement sector has started showing strength in a higher time frame. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. Besides, Reliance Industries is the sole beneficiary of Independent Media Trust, which controls Network 18 Media and Investments Limited. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.